When a veteran is in crisis, the problems can be complex. Now Boone County has a specially trained veteran response team to help. The team is the first of its kind in Kentucky, and it's made up of deputies who are military veterans themselves. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to discuss the need for this team, the training deputies receive, and the crises they're trained to handle are Boone County Sheriff's Office Veteran Response Team Leader, Sergeant Jeff Nagy. Welcome, Sergeant Nagy.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. And Ron Michelson, a Veterans Justice Outreach Specialist at the Cincinnati VA Medical Center. Thanks for being here, Ron.
Thank you.
If you or a loved one is a veteran in crisis, dial 988, then press 1, or you can text 838-255. Sergeant Nagy, can you talk with us about a time maybe before this training, before this team, that you were involved in the response to a veteran in crisis and just what the situation was, what happened?
One that sticks out to us is we had a gentleman that we knew was a military veteran. We've went to his house several times for emotional crises. He just had some alcohol problems. He had some PTSD from being on deployment, and we just didn't have any avenues for him. We would take him to the hospital. We would try to get him help. We wouldn't arrest him or anything like that. We would just try to do what we could to get him in a safe place. And this happened over and over again until finally we started getting information from our police social workers that we could get him somewhere else. And that was very, very late on, early on with that program. But he was able to do it himself. But when we checked with him, kind of a short time after, because he had a moment, he was in crisis. He's like, well, I got appointments now at the VA, but it took me a long time. So we really didn't have any contacts, any training, or, what can the VA or what can our veterans get as far as, help at that time. So it's pretty frustrating.
Yeah. How often does the Boone County Sheriff's Office encounter a veteran in crisis? Is this something that happens pretty regularly?
I'd say a few times a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have a lot of emotional crisis calls that we go to. We have a lot of veterans that we have come in contact with as well. And so we have a plethora. I think our county, when Ron and I were talking, it has like 8,000 roughly veterans in Boone County. So that number shocked us when we were in training, for sure.
Yeah. Well, okay. So now, Sergeant Nagy, explain what a veteran response team is and what it's designed to do.
Early last year, we got invited to a blue carpet tour at the VA with Ron, and it gave all of our veterans an idea of what actually was available to from the Cincinnati VA. And in conversation with Ron, who lives in Boone County, which helps out, he said, how about we start looking at a veterans response team? And so through that conversation and with Megan Green, our social worker, his contact, at that point, we're like, hey, this is going to be a great idea. And so the idea now is to have our on-duty military veterans, if they're able to, go to a veteran in crisis, and they make contact, or they kind of take over the call, for example. And a veteran has a certain language that we use with another veteran that they understand. And the ones that we encounter, they'll test you. They'll make sure that you are, because they want to make sure that we're not just making things up. So with us having the knowledge of the training, the background, and we have several branches of service, we can kind of put an Army guy with an Army guy, a Navy guy with a Navy guy, or what have you. So with that in place, it kind of helps out with the knowledge and kind of the cohesiveness that these guys are honestly missing.
Yeah. So Ron, how long have these veterans response teams been around? Can you talk about sort of how all this got started?
Sure. Yeah. I think, it's been several years and you and I were talking about the Vet Response Team initiative up in Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware. I believe that's sort of the first iteration of this within where VA was a partner. Mm-hmm. since here locally, obviously I've had some conversations and been involved with the military liaison group, which is Cincinnati PD's vet response team, their version of it, since about 2013, 2014. So we've had some type of iteration of this going on here locally, at least, for quite some time. But I feel like this is kind of one of the first sort of formalized efforts that are being made in our area, hopefully one of many to come.
Yeah. So this is the first really formal veterans response team in the region, not just in Kentucky, but in, I mean, I know you said Cincinnati Police Department has its own kind of version of this, but in terms of where the VA is so involved in this, this is the first one in the region?
This is the first one in the, to our knowledge, in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. So this is the only one that exists as far as I know.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So, Sergeant Nagy, you mentioned this blue carpet tour. I assume, is that a tour especially for law enforcement? Is that why it's called that? Or
it was originally conceived of as being for law enforcement and other first responders. You know, we really kind of emphasize the clinics and programs, what I call sort of the front end clinics and programs. So, ER, our psychiatric stabilization folks at the VA. So these are the folks in the clinics that they're going to come into contact with when they bring a veteran in crisis. But we also wanted to kind of highlight sort of those downstream services that we provide. So yes, they came in, let's say for a suicidal crisis. Well, what kind of support, mental health support, are they receiving thereafter so that they don't get called back out? You know what? So we wanted to be sure to highlight both the front end and some of those downstream. But and to your point, yes, it is a tour of the VA. It was originally for law enforcement. But we found a lot of social service providers were really interested in learning more about what we do at the VA. So we just kind of opened it up to anyone who's has a vested interest, but mainly for first responders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sergeant Nagy, you're a veteran yourself, Marine,
That's
right?
correct. Yeah. Marine Corps.
Were you surprised by anything you learned on this tour? I mean, I don't know if you yourself had a relationship with the VA before this.
I'm connected with the VA, yes. And after I got out of the Marine Corps in the, about 2005-ish, I kind of had a bad taste in my mouth until a lot of changes happened over the years. And since getting this tour, seeing the actual inner workings of the Cincinnati VA, and now that I have established my medical through them, it is so much better set up than we could have imagined. It's they get a bad rap, and it needs to get changed for sure.
Well, I'm sure that helps you when you're trying to help people that you encounter on your job too, to be able to tell them what you've seen and what you've learned.
And we've gotten some of our veterans on our response team that kind of been him hawing around about actually going to the VA, and we've got them. Ron has helped them get, you know, into the system, get their ID cards, and start working on their own medical and what have you as well.
Well, that's great. We're talking about veterans response teams and how they can help veterans in crisis. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Ron, can you talk with us about the kind of training the VA provides for law enforcement officers who are part of these teams like Sergeant Nagy?
Sure. So when we were originally discussing the training for this team, myself and there are two other VA employees that make up what we call the Cincinnati VA's deflection team. So made up of myself, Jason Scott, who's with suicide prevention, and criminal investigator Christopher Mason Warren with the VA Police Services. So the three of us kind of make up the deflection team at the VA. So we put our heads together and reviewed what we thought would be the most relevant topics for these officers to know, to be trained on.
Yeah. And can you explain briefly what deflection is?
Yeah, deflection. Yeah. So deflection refers to a law enforcement officer or any first responder diverting a veteran away from the criminal justice system and into care. So the treatment services such as substance abuse and or mental health care. If they're homeless, we encounter a lot of veterans. Homelessness is an issue, as you may know. You know, are there resources that they can divert that homeless veteran to for housing? Stability. So That's what it is. It's just, it's commonly known as pre-arrest diversion, but the new term is kind of known as deflection. So we've established, as have most VAs across the country, I believe, here at the Cincinnati VA, I think it was back in 2023, we established our deflection team with the sole purpose of interfacing with law enforcement departments to do that. Mm-hmm. For our veterans.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then when you're in the midst of this training, what are the areas you're really mm-hmm. focusing on and helping, you know, Sergeant Nagy and his team of deputies sure. learn about so that they can know what to do in the field?
So our training occurred, I think it was last month, about a month ago, right before the holidays. And we had professionals from the Cincinnati VA from our homeless division. So they came in and presented on common issues that these officers will encounter with our homeless veteran population. We had someone from our substance dependence division come in and talk about substance use among our veteran population. I talked and trained them on my program, the Veterans Justice Outreach Program, and how to work best with us. PTSD and traumatic brain injury, or TBI, was they were given information on that as well. So just a lot of, just a kind of a wide berth of information that we wanted to convey to them. But also, they're not expected to know all of that. So they, you know, they have a point of contact within the VA, myself, the other deflection team, in case they have questions mm-hmm. along the way.
Sure. That's a lot to have going through your brain while you're dealing with somebody in crisis and trying to help them.
It is. It's a lot of information. But with Ron's giving us the resources we have now, it's so much easier to process.
Oh, that's great. So, Ron, and I'm going to ask Sergeant Nagy for his opinion on this too, but I'll start with you, Ron. Why do you think it's so important for the officers, the deputies who are part of this program to be veterans themselves? Why does that make such a difference?
Well, I think Sergeant Nagy kind of referenced this earlier. What we know, and I'm not a veteran myself. I'm a civilian employee of the VA. So I've been there for 14 years, though. So I've kind of picked up on a few things along the way. And what I picked up on is the fact that one veteran can have a conversation with another veteran a little more readily than they would with a civilian or someone who's a non-veteran. So they do speak that same language. They've had a commonality of experiences that we as the civilians have no idea about, right? Mm-hmm. So they're able to connect on a deeper level. There is a code within the military. You watch each other's backs. And my sense of things, and you can talk about this, Sergeant Nagy, if you'd like, is that that sense of responsibility for your fellow soldier continues beyond your service. So that's where you kind of get that point of connection where they talk to each other. That's why it's important that these participating deputies in this team are veterans themselves. Yeah.
What do you want to add to that, Sergeant Nagy?
He's spot on. When we get two calls now, we make contact with them. All of our guys on the department wear a pin. I got one on my left collar. It's your branch of service. And we try and put ourselves up front. And we establish that contact with them. We tell them we're Marines, Army. They see the pin. And then we just kind of deflect away from what's going on right now, and we kind of get into the service mode and kind of build that rapport. And off that rapport, then we can start going into the, okay, what's going on? Why did it happen? And they trust us a lot more than the 22-year-old deputy that kind of just looking at him like, well, I can take you to the hospital, you know? So yeah. we can deflect away from charges and get them. Now we can streamline the treatment program for them. So that camaraderie is still there, even after, you know, being out 20 years or, you know, 30 years or 5 years. I go to the VA and I'll sit down and there'll be a gentleman with a, you know, it's much older than me. And we just start talking. It's just a brotherhood that just never goes away.
Yeah. And I would add that, you know, that point of connection, that veteran to veteran connection, in this context has the prospects of being able to de-escalate potentially very volatile mm-hmm. situations. I've heard of officers talk, particularly with the MLG group across the river, or no, we're in Ohio.
Yeah.
about how, you know, using their veteran status, their military background, just really kind of smoothed over, again, a potentially very volatile situation. And it also helps the veteran trust. It's community policing at its finest is how I refer to it. I mean, you're getting to know your those individuals that you're sworn to protect and serve. Yeah. So it's really a great community policing tool, and it helps the veteran, hopefully, you know, helps facilitate their entry into care with us, or if they're not eligible, somewhere in the community.
Yeah. Well, we will continue this conversation after a short break, and later in the program, the connection between plants and the drinks we enjoy. This is Cincinnati Edition. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're back with our conversation about veterans response teams and how deputies in Boone County are trained to help veterans in crisis. My guests are Boone County Sheriff's Office, Veteran Response Team Leader Sergeant Jeff Nagy, and Ron Michelson, a Veterans Justice Outreach Specialist at the Cincinnati VA Medical Center. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. And again, if you or a loved one is a veteran in crisis, dial 988, then press 1, or you can text 838-255. We did get an email from Nicholas who writes, I come from a family of veterans. What options are there for younger veterans who need mental health help? Ron, I know there's probably a lot you could say about this, but I don't know if there's a quick answer for Nicholas on that.
Yeah, I would just encourage any veteran who's looking for that type of service to visit us at the Cincinnati VA downtown, 3200 Vine Street. It's across from the Cincinnati Zoo. Go into the lobby and ask to apply for healthcare. They will give you a form. It's called a 1010 EZ form. It's just simply an application for VA healthcare. And let's see if they're eligible. If they're eligible, they can get linked to whatever services they need, medical, mental health, substance abuse, you name it. So we offer we have a wide berth of services that we provide at the VA, so we can get them linked that way. It's simply just a matter of applying.
Okay, great. Well, Sergeant Nagy, I know we were talking about your team just got this training last month before the holidays. Has your team worked with a veteran in crisis since you got the training? Have you encountered that?
Yes, we have. We so far, I don't know the exact numbers. I know it's a couple has been referred to Ron, has been referred to our police social worker, Megan Green. Like I said, her and I are the kind of the front runners of the program. So we're checking their statuses. We have access to that now. We can, you know, see if they're, you know, VA eligible, and then we can get them over to Ron, and then we take it from there. Mm-hmm. The counter on your email, one of the biggest stigmas is asking for help. And this is something I had said before. So for that listener, you know, we're all hard-headed as it is, but military veterans are even worse. So if we can get past that stigma of just asking for that help, us veterans, especially in Boone County, we know what it's about. We're not going to judge. We're going to get you that help.
Yeah.
We've all been there. Actually, most of my guys have some kind of background of needing help and getting it as well. So. Yeah.
What does it take to be VA eligible, Ron? Is that a complicated answer?
That's a very complicated answer. In short, if I can try to attempt a brief explanation, time in service requirements. So anyone born after 19 or anyone serving after 1980 has to have 2 consecutive years of active duty service. The type of discharge that you receive. So general, under honorable or honorable discharge will get you eligible for VA services, all other things being equal. And then there's an income requirement, which I'm not really versed on as much. I will say that there's been an expansion of VA healthcare in recent years to include housing services for those with other than honorable discharges, so we can offer some programming that way. And then the largest legislative expansion of healthcare occurred, I think it was last year or the year before, with the PACT Act. So we're trying to open this up to more veterans as best we can.
Yeah. Well, Sergeant Nagy, you mentioned that you all have encountered veterans since you got this training. Is there any kind of specific example you can tell us about without divulging any personal information about the veteran you dealt with, but about kind of how it went since you've gotten the training and how, what happened, how different it was?
The one that comes to mind here recently, the gentleman didn't even know, he's been out since I think late 90s. So him and his wife had no knowledge of what was available to him. We don't know what he's available to him because we gave his information to Ron because of his, he has an honorable discharge, but it's reserve status. So working with Ron now, we got him the treatment. He's going to be in the hospital for a little bit. However, there is some kind of hope that he has these benefits that we can get for him. And if he has that, that's going to help their family a lot because, according to the wife and stuff, you know, he's always talked about his military. He's proud of his military background. So if he can now get that help, this is going to help them out in the long run.
Yeah. What kind of crisis was he experiencing when you connected with him?
He was having a PTSD moment. Mm-hmm. He took some prescribed medication too much because he couldn't get his thoughts to stop. Mm-hmm. And he thought no one cared. And then we actually had one of our veterans responded, and again, we sent the information. We couldn't get our information back, so we referred to Ron, and we're actually working that case right now. The case prior to that was just a very, hey, I had no idea these things were available. But now that we have that knowledge and we have a form that we can fill out for them, they can sign this waiver for us, we can kind of fast track. We can kind of start the ball rolling a lot quicker into the VA, into the benefits, than we've ever had before.
Yeah. So I know you just started this in Boone County. Boone County has the first veteran response team in the state. Have you all been getting calls from other law enforcement agencies saying, hey, tell us about this. We'd like to learn more. We might be interested.
We've had a couple. They're asking for, you know, what our policy is going to be like. Right now I'm in the process of working on our policy. Now we're going to add our veterans response team to our current crisis intervention policy. And then we have a SOP that we've already reviewed at our last meeting. And then our mission statement, I'm working on that. So I'm hoping by our next meeting in February, we have, and all of our veterans are involved. So there'll be a couple more guys. We kind of roll into the meetings and then we can kind of get that locked down. So after February's meeting, we'll have a good standard operating procedure, a mission statement, and then we can update our policy.
Yeah. Ron, we talked about how Cincinnati Police Department has its own kind of version of this. Are you hoping to train a lot more departments so more agencies like Boone County Sheriff's Office can have these veterans response teams?
Yeah, we'll train them all. Anybody who's interested. And I think it's important also to note, Lucy, that what Boone County is doing is a really kind of rigorous, all-encompassing approach. That's what they've chosen to do. Law enforcement agencies who have an interest in this if they don't have the perceived capacity or the staffing to do this, or the funding or whatever, you can modify this any way you want. I've got just one officer in some departments that just serves as my point of contact. And all veteran contacts are filtered through that officer and then on to me. Mm-hmm. So it could be something as simple as that. The one thing I would add to in terms of capacity or funding is that this works really well and it is incorporated and integrated very well into their day-to-day activities. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're asking them to go necessarily above and beyond what they're already doing. We're just asking them, if you're a veteran and you're on this response team, that you're agreeing to co-respond on veteran calls for services and mm-hmm. leverage that military background, hopefully for a good outcome.
Yeah. So, well, Sergeant Nagy, you know, as we talked about, you're a military veteran yourself. What does it mean to you personally to be part of this team, to be leading this team? And what are you hearing from the other deputies who are involved?
On the personal standpoint is just getting the guys help, guys and girls help. That's the refreshing part. We have now a plan where we've talked after arresting a veteran, like, man, I wish we could have done more. Now that we have this deflection team, now that we know we can do this, which we have our own discretion anyway, now our discretion is backed up by this training to get the veteran the help. To the point that my guys know, and the other supervisors and the sheriff agrees, if they want to go to the VA hospital, and we're going to drive them there. We're going to give them a call on the way. give them a heads up we're coming, but we're going to take them across that imaginary line and get them that help. Now, if it's obviously something more, we're kind of tied down. However, getting our veterans is the number one priority. Yeah. It is, again, it's a brotherhood that all of us hold on to, no matter what branch. And just the fact that we can put that help is great.
Well, this has been terrific. I've been talking with Boone County Sheriff's Office Veteran Response Team Leader Sergeant Jeff Nagy and Ron Michelson, a Veterans Justice Outreach Specialist at the Cincinnati VA Medical Center. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, the science of beverages. This is Cincinnati Edition.